When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.
Hello, welcome to Emotional Badass, where Moxie meets Mindful. I'm Nikki Eisenhower, your host, life coach, and psychotherapist. And on today's episode, I am offering the space between meditation. This is a do less, be effortless, practicing ease, letting go of efforting kind of meditation. And this is the true energy of meditation. And there's nothing for you to do right or harder or better. There is just the self-discovery of what happens when we sit and observe. That's it. That's all you have to do. We cannot do meditation wrong. And I know that the ego hears that and doesn't go, oh, wow, really? I can feel awesome about having been successful 100% of the times I've tried to meditate. That's not what our human egos do. The human ego responds to my message of, hey, you're always right. You're always good enough when you meditate. The ego receives that as, harumph, yeah, right. I am the best at being the worst at meditation. I suck. What she's saying doesn't really apply to me. And if she saw me really meditate, she'd know I'm really failing at it. I'm that bad. Damn it, the ego. You'd think it could just be over the moon that something could be easy and unfailable. Nope. We're complex creatures, aren't we? Because we're smart, too smart for simple. This is how we torture ourselves and act as our own energy vampires. Yes, if you say you suck at meditation, I'm calling you a self-sabotaging energy vampire. How are you supposed to have the energy to meditate when you tell yourself you suck at it? Imagine if I walked up to you and told you you suck at putting the groceries away every time you did that task. I just walk in, look at your efforts that are clearly good enough because the groceries get put away. But I just say, hey, you really stink at this every single time. You'll start resenting groceries, not want to go grocery shopping, not want to put them away. Know that you have the power to put your foot down and say no to creating this kind of resistance and shaming dynamic with meditation. Because meditation is your easygoing, can't fail, unconditionally good enough friend. And we don't want to shit on our friends' heads. So let's get back on track. You're good at meditation. Am I right? Let's practice this together before I start the meditation. And even if you want to laugh at me or sort of throw a flip-flop at my head, just repeat slowly with me. I am a meditator. I'm amazing at meditating. I meditate. Meditation is my friend. Again, I'm a meditator. I'm amazing at meditating. I meditate. Meditation is my friend. Now find your meditation position. Maybe seated on the floor, maybe seated in a chair. Maybe laying down if you have chronic pain or if you feel really tired. whatever makes your body happy, comfortable. And start to allow the body to settle. Just being. Inhale through the nose. Exhale through the nose. Find an easy rhythm with your breath. Full and easy. Let go of any tension in the brow. Soften the eyes. Soften the jaw, the neck, the shoulders. Inhaling. And exhaling. Start to visualize the simple sentence, "I meditate." See the two words floating in front of you. Any way you imagine is the right way. What color are the letters? I meditate. How thick or thin are the letters? Soften belly. Soften eyes and jaw. And consider the space between these two words. I meditate. See the space between the two words. Visualizing going into that space. Maybe you shrink. Maybe not. Between the I and the meditate. What does it feel like to hang out in this space? Find your breath easy and rhythmic. In through your nose, out through your nose. Allowing this meditation to help you practice the rightness of doing less. Feeling effortlessness in body and breath, in mind. There's something amazing about the space between. The nothingness of in between. The everythingness of in between. Now imagine the air particles in the nothingness, in the space between. We can zoom in and be between the particles, hovering, floating, just being in space. I meditate. Inhaling, rhythmic breath. Exhaling, rhythmic breath. Soften the space between the brows. Soften the space behind the eyes. Breathe into and soften the spaces between tense muscle fibers. Inviting the physical body to practice ease. Inviting the mental body to be effortless. Meditation is easy. I'm so good at meditation. I meditate in the space between. Let's take 5 slow, rhythmic, deep breaths. I'll be quiet while you do so. On your next inhalation, visualize yourself between the particles of air in the space between I and meditate. How does it feel to be in the space between? Inhale, zooming out to be able to see the words, I meditate. Smile. Congratulations, meditator, for meditating in the space between. If you're ready, flutter your eyes open, coming back to your space, back to yourself, back to your day. Knowing that you can carry the effortlessness of the space between, of doing less, of practicing ease, of letting go, of efforting. This is how we bring ease into our lives. Thank you for meditating with me today. I want to thank those of you who have gotten on iTunes to help us work that funky iTunes algorithm so that more and more people can have Emotional Badass suggested to them so that they can find out if they're highly sensitive people or survivors and feel a sense of community, of validation, of support, and unaloneness. I so appreciate that you take the time out of your busy life to write us a review. I want to thank A. Kutcher. They say that if you're struggling, you need this show. Emotional Badass is the second best thing to an in-person therapy session. Thank you so much for giving that feedback that someone else can read. I appreciate it. I want to thank Lopez88A. This person says, thank you so much for keeping me in the gratitude and mindful state. I hope this meditation today served more of that for you. Thank you so much. Sparkle Mills says, the show is life-changing. This person is commenting on how important the covert narcissist episode is and how when they wrote this review, they had listened to it for the third time. This episode provided answers to questions I didn't even know I had. I feel so blessed to be able to take my story and my professional experience and help y'all find answers. I want to thank Vicky D. She says she really feels like she was drawn to me and she can begin to describe the feelings of who she is. And knowing that there are more of us is helpful. I think so too. Thank y'all for vulnerably putting yourselves into some of these reviews. It really does matter. People really do look. There's so much healing that is available to all of us. I hope today that you really leave this episode knowing that you are absolutely a meditating success. Whether you've meditated once this year or once today or more. Everything about healing is learning to accept who you really are and let go of the critical voice so you can feel more self-love. Meditation offers this to you. What happens for you if you allow yourself to believe that you're a fantastic meditator every single time you have ever tried? Thank you, light and love. And remember, if you want more from me, you can come find us at Patreon. You can sign up for the Boundaries course. It's coming. Or I will see you next time here on Emotional Badass. Remember, you're an emotional badass. I'm an emotional badass. And together, we are where Moxie meets Mindful. Light and love. Bye-bye.
You find it hard to sleep at night? Then the Calm Cove podcast can help you sleep deeply all night long. Calm Cove has deeply relaxing meditation music and ambient sounds like ocean waves and crackling fires. All of our episodes are designed to help you relax and to fall asleep fast. Calm Cove is brought to you by the team behind Sleep Cove, the sleep podcast that consists of spoken word hypnosis, meditation, and stories. So if you want to listen to a beautiful soundscape tonight, search for Calm Cove on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and see how we're helping millions of people relax and go to sleep every night.